Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. A video game system where gamers engage in graphic shootouts is itself now perhaps shot out by lawyers. And the Supreme Court tomorrow hears a big case over music downloading. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, this is Sony. It's lost a big court battle, and some say this could mean the end of its hugely successful game system, PlayStation. What's going on?
Well, yeah, but Sony is appealing this ruling, certainly. This case centers around a technology within PlayStation that makes it so that if there's stuff going on in the game that would make vibrations, like a car crash or something, the game controller that you have in your hand vibrates too. There's a small software company here in California, Immersion Corporation, that says it invented that technology. A federal judge agreed and ordered Sony to pay $90 million in damages and stop selling that product here in the States. That would be a disaster for Sony, but as we said, the company is appealing the ruling, and it got a stay so that the product isn't going to be ripped off store shelves anytime soon.
This is a little buzzer in the handholder system?
Yeah, essentially, so that if like there's a car crash on the TV that would naturally make a movement, that the console that you're holding in your hands to operate the game, that makes a little movement too.
Okay. Well, how about this other court battle? Supreme Court is taking up file sharing. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is the MGM versus Grokster case. Grokster, of course, is a file sharing service that allows people to download music over the internet. Necessarily paying for it. The stakes here are really being compared to the Betamax controversy of the 80s. This case could really determine whether file swapping sites like Grokster can be held liable for the fact that illegal downloading happens on the site. The site, of course, argues that it just has stuff sitting there. It's not responsible for the way people choose to use the service. But record labels and music studios say, Grokster and others like Morpheus and Streamcast, that they are enabling copyright infringement and piracy.
Okay, this will be in the Supreme Court tomorrow. What else is coming this week that we should look for in business news?
Well, we're going to get a look at consumer confidence numbers tomorrow morning from the Conference Board. And then later this week, two very closely followed statistics are due out. On Wednesday, we'll get the final take on the country's gross domestic product for the fourth quarter of last year. We've mentioned before that this number comes out three times. This is the final edition. The speculation is actually that GDP percentage will be 4%, and that will be up from the previous estimate of 3.8%. And then on Friday, we'll get unemployment figures for March. And the prediction there is that the economy added about 225,000 jobs. We'll see if that prediction is right. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a closer look at the Grokster case.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.